Life in rural Egypt under the previous government was hard. Poverty was endemic. A third of Egyptians live on less than $2 a day. Prospects for change were almost nil. So the promise of new leadership has many in the countryside upbeat. In Mazoura, a village in Beni Suef, south of Cairo, farmer Abu Samra Zaki Mahmoud is pinning his hopes on presidential candidate Ahmed Shafiq.
Ahmed Shafiq,
an old guard technocrat credited with bringing Egypt's aviation up to modern standards.
He is a man of experience in politics, also in the economy. He knows how to put the country in shape. He knows how to restore security. He knows about everything.
Abu Samra is canvassing Mazoura on Shafiq's behalf. With some voters, it's an easy sell.
Dr. Shafiq is the suitable person. He's a role model. He's the one who would benefit us. He is the one who would bring reform.
Like many Egyptians, the villagers of Mazoura feel the burden of rising prices and unemployment, declining subsidies, and a bureaucracy that quashes initiative. But those same conditions helped propel Shafiq's rival, the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi, to first place in the earlier round of voting. The Islamist group's long history of grassroots charity has given it an edge, as evidenced by overwhelming backing in Mazoura. Despite the differences that spawn such loyalties, some say Morsi and Shafiq are surprisingly close on economic matters. Economist Magda Kandil.
They are not very different in terms of ideology. I think both candidates subscribe to a private-led economy, to some government intervention in the form of rules and regulations to streamline the process, to have more of a targeted social measures, to provide a proactive support to the small and medium enterprises.
The similarities won't stop some from arguing over the candidates' relative merits. Kandil says voters should be concerned that neither candidate has shown specifically how he plans to achieve ambitious goals.
I think they are not very concrete in terms of the instruments, and accordingly I'm very concerned about their ability to connect with reality.
It's an observation that, if borne out, likely means the heated debates won't end anytime soon. Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Mazoura, Egypt.